USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley is waving away concerns that a U.S.-China trade war is dragging down the U.S. economy.
Now is the time to have this fight with China. The president wants a deal. He has a great relationship with President Xi. But he's not going to make a deal that doesn't do anything to protect American farmers and American workers, American industry and American companies.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. Economists noted that last week's yield on a 10-year Treasury note fell below that of a 2-year note for the first time since 2007, a sign that some investors see greater risks in the near future and possible indicator that a recession is looming. Federal prosecutors want to dismiss the sex trafficking charges against Jeffrey Epstein following his suicide in jail, but officials are considering charging other accusers. On Monday, three more alleged victims filed lawsuits against Epstein's estate. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. is back testing cruise missiles. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Defense Department says the U.S. conducted its first test of a cruise missile since withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Missile Treaty with Russia recently. The Pentagon says the missile was launched from San Nicolas Island in California, the first ground-launched test of a cruise missile, which would have been a violation of the Cold War-era treaty.
Vermont Senator and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is campaigning in Iowa on Tuesday. Now, he was at a community breakfast in Storm Lake where he discusses his Medicare for All program, including prescription drug costs.
First of all, to lower the cost of prescription drugs, we are going to say that Medicare will negotiate drug prices with the pharmaceutical industry.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, overall support of Medicare for All is at around 45%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally is hoping to make domestic terrorism a federal crime, the latest sign that Republicans are increasingly serious about crafting gun laws in response to the shootings in Texas, Ohio, and California. McSally joins Fox News and shares why this is a time to make domestic terrorism a federal crime.
I was surprised as I took a look at what could we do meaningfully. I was surprised that it wasn't a crime. It's defined in federal law. But if somebody is going to support ISIS or international terrorism, when they're brought up on charges, they are charged with supporting terrorism. But there's no such crime for domestic terrorism. So the FBI Association, actually the FBI Agents Association, brought this to our attention. I saw it in a media story and sprung into action. I think it's common sense that if we're going to try and fight domestic terrorism, racially motivated violence, white nationalism, anti-Semitism, that when somebody's brought up on charges for these awful violent crimes, that we call it what it is and we charge them for what it is, which is terrorism. It also helps us to provide more resources, dedicate support, and to be able to better track and understand the trends in these crimes.
And finally, setting your thermostat at 78 degrees is the best way to keep your home cool and use energy efficiently. That's at least what the Energy Star program recommends. The federal program managed by the Energy Department and the EPA also says it's best to set the thermostat at 82 on summer nights. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.